you all so very much. Good evening and welcome. This is a beautiful place, and I was just backstage for about 15 minutes looking at all the names that have appeared here, and now I'm twice as nervous as I was before. Oh, you can take that down a little, please. I'm not going to sit here and talk all night. I want to say a couple things. As you can well see, it's just one old guy, 65-year-old guy, alone at a little piano. And what you're going to hear tonight is some songs that you've heard probably before on the radio. And the way they're going to sound tonight is the way they sounded at home when they were being written before they became records. Some of them you will recognize, and then I'm going to do a couple other different things. But as I said, it's just a 65-year-old guy alone at a piano, and I'm hoping that will be enough tonight to make you all happy. What? Okay, so having said all that, now some music. We went together for so long. Every second record on the radio seemed like our song. How we heard each other, oh baby, it was so wrong. Something in the bottom of my heart keep me holding on. We were lovers in the young and strong and bold days. Turned them into treasures, our silver and gold days. There's still nothing like the old days. Something in the bottom of my heart will keep me holding on. Cause it saved my soul. You came along and took me out of the nighttime. Yeah, you saved my soul. Taught me to fly. Cause if I have you now, I'll never have to make it alone. We were lovers, oh, for so long. Every second record on the radio seemed like our song. Even though we're older, things I've been feeling can't be all wrong. Something in the bottom of my heart will keep me holding on. Cause it saved my soul. You came along and took me out of my nighttime. Yeah, you saved my soul. Taught me to fly. Gonna save me every morning, love you. Save my soul, save me. Gonna save me every morning, love you. Save my soul, save me. Gonna save me every evening, love you. Save my soul. Came along and took me out of the nighttime. Yeah, you save my soul. Taught me to fly.
if I have you now, never have to make it alone. Ooh, love a darling, yes, if I have you now, never have to walk it alone. Listen to me when I try to tell you, love, yes, if I have you now, never have to make it alone.
Thank you so much, folks. Many years ago, I was living in a tiny little house around 1970 with three of my buddies. And when I would get mail there, they would put my mail on the old upright piano I had. And I got a letter one time from a girl in Indianapolis, and on the cover of the envelope was her return address, and at the bottom was the zip code. And I had been struggling with a song, trying to finish it. Usually if the song isn't finished in half an hour, I'll move on. But I liked the guts of this song, and I didn't know how to finish it. At the bottom of her address was her zip code. The number is 46201. Part of Indianapolis. And I, for some stupid reason, I'm sitting there at the piano struggling with this song, trying to finish it. It's 90% finished. And I started singing the numbers. And I said to myself, yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. I think I'll leave it like that. And I did. And 46201 is the zip code for part of Indianapolis. And the song is now called Sour Sweet.
Thank you.
just play with time. 'Cause I'm still here and I can't beg a dime. I'm back here in 46201. Back here in 46201. There's something better waiting for me around the corner now. Gotta find it and try to hang on for a little while. Back here in 46201. There's got to be a few small changes made. I said I don't wanna listen to my telephone ring or sing ding-a-ling or talk about a thing, no. Just leave me alone this morning. World playing without a band. Certain songs you just can't do without a band, but I'm gonna try and do a little rock and roll song for you now without the band, because this is the way it sounded at home when I was just playing around with it. About a guy with a really stupid name. In the dance for the people and all that I said to the world. Workshop owner, workshop owner. Was a diesel fixer, fixer, diesel, diesel, fix me when I'm in love. Away. Applause. I talk a lot online. I'm on Facebook a lot, and I have burtoncummings.com, and I talk a lot online about nervousness and this and that. People always think it's false humility, bullshit. Good artists always get nervous before they go out on stage. And I'm not saying I'm one of those brilliant guys, but I do get very, very nervous before shows. And I think once you lose that, I think you're finished. I'm going to do two songs for you that were wrapped into one. Randy had a song and I had a song, and they were both in a strange key. And we squashed the two of them together, and our producer thought it was brilliant. And after all these years, decades later, maybe I'm thinking he was right. But this is from the American Woman album. And the first person that yells for American Woman tonight will be ejected immediately. Because it's all guitars and drums. So I don't want to hear anybody yelling for American Woman. But this is two songs in one, and this is the way it sounded at home, the very early stages. Oh my goodness.
Basement, the situation must be right. bag of goodies and a bottle of wine. We're gonna get it on right tonight, cause it's a new Mother Nature taking over. New splendid lady come to call. New Mother Nature taking over. Getting us all, lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness that I can see. Cause it's a new Mother Nature taking over. Splendid lady on the call. Mother Nature taking over.
Trying to even look presentable in any form. I'll be soaked for the rest of the night, but I hope you're going to enjoy the music. Speaking of which, you're in a pretty good mood now, so I think I'll take this opportunity to do something for you now that's very, very silly and very stupid, and it doesn't take long. The introduction is longer than the musical piece itself, but this only works if one thing is evident, and that is if you here know anything about Gordon Lightfoot. Do you know who Gordon Lightfoot is? And do you know basically how he sounds? Show me by applause. Okay, so you kind of know. He's a friend of mine. I've known him since 1967. I can actually call him a friend, and he's a wonderful guy, and he almost died 2 or 3 years ago. Unfortunately, he's healthy again. He's back on the road, so thank God for that. I call this piece, If Gordon Lightfoot's Favorite Singer Were Rod Stewart. So you have to imagine a couple of things. There are a lot of what-ifs involved here. Now, if you were walking through Rosedale past Gordon's huge, ostentatious mansion one day, and if one of the windows were open about this high, and if Gordon had just been listening to his favorite singer, and if that favorite singer happened to be Rod Stewart, and if Gordon got up in a very inspired moment and ran over to the piano or picked up a guitar and started noodling around, and of course, if all the stars were properly aligned, and all of this came to be just as you passed the window, you might hear something that sounded vaguely like this. Only if Gordon Lightfoot's favorite singer were Rod Stewart.
Maggie, I wish while you're in a good mood, I'll sing you a song that is not mine, but I love singing it. This was recorded by a guy named Walden Cassato, who changed his name for show business purposes to Bobby Darin. And I promised I wouldn't talk so much tonight, but I want to explain one thing. I will be doing three-way independence during this number, which means left hand is doing something completely independent from the right hand, and the voice is doing something completely different from both hands. Extremely difficult, ladies and gentlemen. I expect thunderous applause when this is over. Extremely, extremely difficult. You've all heard this song hundreds of times through the years. Hope you enjoy it tonight. This is my rendition of Bobby Darin's biggest record ever. Oh, what a shark, babe. It has such teeth, dear. And it shows it pearly white. Just a jackknife. That's old Maggie, and it keeps it out of sight. Now you know when that shark bites, it is too big. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, so where's old Maggie? So then never trace a red. The sidewalk coming by blue sunny morning, lies a body just oozing light. Oh, someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Oh, there's a tugboat coming full down by the river, don't you know? Where the cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that seaman is just there for the wait. Yeah, five will get you 10. Old Maggie's back in town. Ah, you hear about Louis Miller? Ho, ho, he disappeared, babe. After drawing out all his hard earned cash, and now Maggie spends just like a sailor. I remember when I first left the Guess Who, and Neil Young had been in Buffalo Springfield. We all grew up together in Winnipeg, Randy Bachman and Neil Young and myself and some others. And Neil was telling us one time, we went to visit him in L.A., he was telling us what a huge move it is when you leave a band situation and you go solo. It's a different world. It's a more scary world. The accolades are great because you get them all for yourself. But when they're dumping on you, you have to take all that alone too. So it's really a different world. This was the first record I ever released that had my own name on it. And I wrote this after an emotional setback with a young girl. There's nothing more pathetic than a guy sitting alone in his big, big house,
alone at a piano, 3 o'clock in the morning, boo-hoo-hooing all over the piano keys. This is a pathetic sight that you never want to see, ladies and gentlemen. But I lived it, and this is the song that came out of that. Greatest singers ever that ever made a record. Dick Dale, one of my favorite guitarists who passed away not long ago. And, oh, I just recognized about 20 names on the wall in there in the dressing room, all of whom I would have gone to see. So I feel special being in this place. This stage has been graced by a lot of very good people. I'd like to honor the veterans, all the men and women that allow and they allow us to have the life we do have here in North America, and God bless every one of them. And they're doing an amazing job right now, the military in the Philippines. Seems the United States is the only ones that have stepped up so far to help those people. And God bless all the military that are there right now in the Philippines. I was in my first band, a band called the Devrons in Winnipeg. When the Beatles first hit, I was 15, 16 years old. I took that whole British invasion thing square in the face. They were magical days for me. And I would like to hearken back to those days now. I'll do one more song that is not mine, but it puts me back in that era. The wonderful days of the British invasion musically. This was done by a group called, one of my favorite groups ever. They were called Jerry and the Pacemakers. I would like you all to just drift back to those days of the mid-60s right now for the next couple minutes and remember how much kinder a world it was. This is a great song. Hope I can do it justice tonight.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry us to mercy, 'cause this land's a place I love.
That passed away, God, it's close to 15 years now, I can't believe it. His name was Kurt Winter, he was one of my best friends ever. We traveled the whole world together before we were 25. Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, Alaska, Philippines, Hong Kong, every single state, every province in Canada. We went all over the world together as young guys, 21, 22, 23 years old. That's a bond. When you do something like that with someone, that's a bond that's there forever. And once you've done acid with somebody and spent 8 hours in the jungles of Hawaii with that person, you're friends for life. This was written by Kurt Winter. I was just the lucky one that got to sing it on the record. This should have a whole band, but all we have tonight is me and this. But I'm sure you may have heard this on the radio at least once. These lyrics make as much sense today as they did 40 years ago when the record came out. It goes like this. Almost 40 years ago. I was three. On that album, I did a kind of a tribute and homage to some singers that I really, really admired, and I learned this by listening endlessly to a cut of theirs on a live album from New York City. The singers were Lambert, Hendrix, and Bavon. Yolanda Bavon replaced Annie Ross in Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross because Annie had a bit of a problem with controlled substances. She cleaned up and she's still with us, and that's all wonderful now. But back in the early 60s, I think she drifted off the tracks for a while, and she was replaced by Yolanda Bavon from Indonesia, a woman with a 4-octave range, phenomenal singer. And they did an album live in New York, Lambert, Hendrix, and Bavon. And I listened endlessly to that album, and I learned this song, and I eventually did a speeded up version of it on my album, Dream of a Child. This is very difficult, and I haven't done this very often in public, so I hope to get through it with a minimum of mistakes, if I can remember all the words. This is called Shiny Stockings. Baby, and I know you're nothing fine. A girl half that lovely, but I have a lot of a chance. I want to be a ball. I love those shiny stockings best of all. Every man, but I bought whatever he can. But one thing all men do is a real shapely man. A really, 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 a man. What do they need for that? Oh, what do they need for that? A woman has got to pretty up and tend to business, make sure who's sick as a sinner. The fellas I get to dig about, they never know what they're digging about. A woman has really got to will and always look at a very mess. She must be out to follow that fail. Cause otherwise, her old man's out of the water. Is it any wonder men go for prettiness? This I must confess, dig a pretty face, dig a pretty dress, but they like a pretty leg best, and that's the reason those stockings shine. They appeal to these eyes of mine. My love and when she says I'm only stick around, be pretty enough. But soon if I can keep a home from all that you've been made, and I'll be wondering why a woman that's gonna do this her by my side. She's fine. Why is a woman, baby, so fine? And she's all mine. What a lucky man am I. Crazy about all of her charms. Yes, I'm a one in particular in a ball. Love those shiny stockings, best of all. Ooh, I love those shiny stockings, really I do. Ooh, I love those shiny stockings, really I do. Yeah, yeah, yes I do. Second verse, I just stumbled through that, but so as I said, I did this show in Manhattan a couple months back, and all these people kept yelling for American Woman, and I just it was just so silly. But I'm gonna sit here and go. Thinking about it, knowing these one-man shows were coming up, I got to thinking about it, and I said, well, American Woman's out of the question, but there is one guitar song that I might be able to fake my way through with just piano and voice. It was the big record we had just before American Woman. So, this is just one guy at a piano, but this is the way the song, the very, very basic heart of the song goes on. Thank you. Of a father. It was a tough morning. Very, very tough morning. Standing there holding the ashes in my hand as the minister said a few things, read a couple of prayers, and then I lowered that box into the ground and said goodbye to the remains of what was once my mother. The reason I say all that is because I'm going to do a song now that was probably her favorite that I ever wrote. And I still like singing this. I'll dedicate it to her. I think she went that way and not that way. So I'll dedicate it to her up there. in the memory of my mother. She did more for me than I could ever even list and mention. She liked this a lot, and I liked this song a lot. This is a song about faith. I wrote this after a visit to the beautiful Cathedral of St. Thomas in downtown New York. Hope you like this, because I still like singing it. It's called I'm Scared. It's so long ago, you know, that I was still living at home with my mother and grandmother. I had hadn't even left home yet. And Randy Bachman came over one Saturday morning. We used to write songs together in my mother's house at her piano. I'm still living at home, I'm still a kid. And we spent about a half an hour one Saturday morning writing this next song. And we didn't even like it that much. We didn't even think much about it. Didn't really think about it too much until the record label decided to release it as a single, and it changed our lives completely. Changed our lives. Nothing was ever the same after this record. It's now been played in the United States over 4 million times on the radio, just in the United States alone. So you know what that means? That means it's up there with songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water and Aquarius and Hey Jude and songs like that. And you know what, to be honest, and you can think it's false humility if you like, but it's not. I never ever expected to be part of a record that became that big. And I am still thrilled about it all. I still have the gold record. It still looks beautiful when the sun comes in and shines on it. And we got that first gold record from Dick Clark himself on the hallowed ground of American Bandstand. And I wasn't even 21 yet. I couldn't even have a beer, and I was getting the gold record. So anyway, there's a whole lot of stuff on the record, strings and horns and voices and a band and everything. I'm just going to sing it the way it sounded in the living room that morning when we sat at my mom's piano. And this is a memory for which I will be eternally grateful. It goes like this.
Seen a lot of love. Thank you, folks. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you, folks. Making me very comfortable tonight. Thank you so much. So it was 1969, right? And These Eyes becomes this monstrous hit record for the Guess Who. when I say the Guess Who, I mean the real Guess Who. not that traveling karaoke act that's out there on the road. But so what happened was, well, that's karaoke. The definition of karaoke is, you have music, and then anybody in hell can get up and sing. That's what karaoke means. So it's 1969, These Eyes becomes a monster record for us. Everywhere, it's being played everywhere. And it was so big that Junior Walker and the All-Stars from Motown covered it, and theirs got into some urban areas where ours never reached. So it was a monstrous song for us. And RCA says, well, boys, We need another ballad. Yeah, just what Bachman and I wanted to hear in 1969, when everybody in any band in the world wanted to be Led Zeppelin. They want another ballad from us. So we gave them one. And in this particular instance, it wasn't even half an hour. It was about 25 minutes we wrote this one. But I cry because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but carries on. Now the best years have come and gone. I didn't realize that you were laughing, cause you do it to me, laughing ain't the way it should be. You turn away everything I had to put the hurt on me, laughing cause you do it to me, laughing what you do it to me. You turn away everything I had to put the hurt on me.
Laughing, 'cause you do it to me, laughing, what you do it to me.
very much. Thanks, folks. Oh, you're making me feel younger again. Thank you so very much. Thanks. Strange thing about that record, they flipped it over. They started playing the B-side, and we had we were unbelievably lucky to have two-sided hit single. And although it is guitar and flute, I actually played flute on the flip side. No guitars tonight, no flute, but I thought maybe I would sing you the flip side just with piano, just to remind everybody what a great song. It was written by Randy Bachman, but I was the lucky one that got to sing it. This was the flip side of Laughing, but it's now tonight piano and voice, but it's the same voice.
She's coming down. She didn't know what she was headed for. When I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's coming down. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. She's coming down. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize it was too late. She's coming down. She didn't know what she was headed for. But when I found what she was headed for, it was too late.
Gracious, thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you, folks. drink a toast to everybody that stood up. Thank you so very, very much. Wow. I wrote a song that was basically for the fairer sex, but it's hopefully for everyone to enjoy. And once in a while, when I'm with the whole band, I kick the rest of the band off the stage and do this by myself. So now that I'm here all alone at a piano, it doesn't seem as out of place. This was from the Dream of a Child album, and well, my mom really liked this one too. Tonight. I don't know why. This was not written about anybody specific. This was just written as a love song. You know, a lot of love songs are really sappy and syrupy and corny and stuff. And this one struck me as not being as syrupy and sappy as some of the other ones, about a musician just wanting to show his love through song, through music. So I hope you enjoy this. As I said, it was written with the fairer sex in mind, but I hope you can all enjoy this. I still like singing it, so I hope you like it tonight. It goes like this. There was a show way before MTV and and, you know, 24/7 videos on television where you're just sick and tired of it all. I am anyway, but I'm, you know, I'm way past middle age now, so that's understandable. You know what? If Lady Gaga goes into space and sings back to us, I couldn't care less. Simple as that. Got nothing against the girl. Just don't think that it's worthy of CNN's top story, you know? Justin Bieber wants to piss in pails in restaurants, let him go ahead. I could care less. But before all this was on television in front of our eyes 24/7, there was a show called Midnight Special on television. And the Guess Who, and when I say Guess Who, I mean the real Guess Who. We were on there a lot of times. We were on there 6 or 7 times, and I got to be very good friends with the Wolfman. As a matter of fact, there was one time we appeared, and the Wolfman let me co-introduce all the acts with him. I kind of co-hosted the show with him one time. Well, needless to say, we became very good friends, and he started coming on the road introducing the Guess Who. We did a show in Honolulu, Hawaii one time. Aerosmith was on first, and then the Guess Who, and Wolfman Jack emceed the show. It was tremendous. I still have flashes in my memory of Steven Tyler running around backstage going, "Where's the Wolfman? Where's the Wolfman?" This guy about this high running around with a 27-inch waist. "Where's the Wolfman? Where's the Wolfman?" Oh, the good old days. Well, anyway, out of that alliance that he and I find, he wrote a book about his, he wrote an autobiography before he passed on. And you know what? He was so kind in that book to me. And it was a, we didn't see it coming as a hit record. We just, I was originally doing the Wolfman parts on the record. You know, all those things in between verses. And when we finally came to the final recording, he happened to be in Toronto where we were recording. And he was emceeing one of those hot rod car shows. And we somehow convinced him with beer and girls and stuff like that to come over to the studio and put his real voice on the record. And ended up being a monstrous hit record for us. So I'll sing this tonight in memory of the Wolfman and in memory of Midnight Special. It goes like this.
She said, I've been living for, she said, I don't want to know. Lord, she was digging you and she was digging me. That poor old wolf man, he gonna break your record high. That poor old wolf man, you gonna dig him till the day you die. Oh, clap for the wolf man, 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 clap for the wolf man.
Song for you. I did not write it, but I probably made it more recognizable than the actual writer who sang it. His name was David Foreman. He was a gentleman from New York City. A friend of mine played this for me many years ago in the 70s, and I heard these lyrics and I said, my God, I wish I had written that. It sounded like something I might have written. I just fell in love with the song, and it became the title song of my third solo album. I love these lyrics, and I do hope you enjoy this song tonight. This is called Dream of a Child.
Time are at his command.
corner, kissing Brenda Lee. My mother always told me true love was born in heaven. She told me that my best friend could steal my love from me.
God bless. Thank you so much. Very much, folks. You made me very comfortable, made me very happy tonight, and you made me feel a lot younger again. Thank you so very, very much. My road manager just told me that I just did 90 minutes. It doesn't seem like 90 minutes to me. I guess it is, because it's after 9 and we went on at 7:30, but my goodness, you've been treating me very well. It didn't seem like 90 minutes to me. Thank you very, very much. Wow. I don't have a whole lot more of things prepared for these one-man shows, but I was fooling around night before last in Los Angeles in my little studio in the house, and I sat at the piano and I started thinking about the people that really influenced me and why I'm in this, and why I'm in this crazy profession, and how lucky I have been. You know, it's over 50 years now that I've been doing this. It's like and people still come to hear me. So I'm truly one of the lucky ones. I know that. So I'm sitting there fooling around on the piano the other night, and I started doing some imitations of other people that I really liked, and you know, I do that when there's nobody around. But I did one song, and I thought, you know, when I get back on the road Monday night, if they're really good, and I mean, if the crowd really seems like they're enjoying it, maybe I can get away with doing one imitation of someone that influenced my whole life. So I'm gonna try that now. Now, it's not an exact imitation, but this guy was a piano player that sings. He's still alive. He's well into his 80s. He's a survivor, a a New Orleans survivor of Katrina. They found him on the roof of his house like 3 or 4 days after the storm. Somehow he made it through. He is the number one influence I ever had, ever had in music. It's Fats Domino. So before I leave you with one of my own songs, I thought perhaps if you were in the mood and you had seemed to enjoy the previous 90 minutes, maybe I could get away with doing one Fats Domino song. Yeah. And of course, it's the most famous one of all. It goes like this. I'm going to leave you tonight with a song I wrote many years ago in the days of the hippies. My hair was down to my elbows when I wrote this song, and it's, as with Kurt Winter's songs, this one still makes sense lyrically in 2013. This is a song of hope and optimism for the future, and I usually say this at the end of all my shows is, folks, don't ever forget for 1 minute how lucky you are to live in this part of the world. All you gotta do is turn on CNN any day and see how most of the rest of the world lives, and you will be ready to go out and kiss the ground of this country. I know it's got problems, but good Lord, it could be so much worse. I really do get tired of people complaining about Canada and the States. They need to give their heads a good shake. It's not the same in Belarus and places like that. You know, you got to remember, this life isn't fair. You don't get any guarantees. We are so lucky to live in this part of the world. And the servicemen and women, they keep it that way. Just remember that. I wish you all. all good luck and good health and good friendships. Thank you so much for tonight. You've taken my nervousness away for some of the rest of these one-man shows I have coming up. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you. Come and visit on Facebook or burtoncummings.com. I have a book of poetry coming out early in the new year. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be headlining in Las Vegas in January, so you know, I'm not done yet. Thank you so much for tonight and for the last 40-odd years of support on the radio. I wish you all good luck, good health, good friendships, and above all, folks, peace in here, peace in here. God bless. I'll leave you with this tonight. Have you been around? Have you done your share of coming down? Different things that people do. Have you been aware? You've got brothers and sisters who care about what's gonna happen to you in a year from now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that we're giving away when we all live together. Talking back together now. Paper landed in your yard. Do you know their names? Can you play their game without losing track and coming down a bit too hard? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that we're giving away when we all live together. Good evening, gentlemen.